Next, let's report on the aftermath of a European war. Today is the deadline for UN-sponsored negotiations on the future of Kosovo. That's the small province of Serbia that was the subject of a bombing campaign by NATO back in 1999. There is no agreement on Kosovo's status after nearly 2 years of negotiations. Kosovo's Albanian majority, known as Kosovars, are anxious to declare independence. But Serbia, which lost effective control of Kosovo as a result of that war in 99, adamantly opposes full independence now. Eleanor Beardsley sends us this report from Kosovo.
In an upscale restaurant in the center of Kosovo's largest city of Pristina, successful businessman Gazim Salihu has just finished his lunch and sips a glass of Rocky Rushi, an Albanian plum brandy. Salihu is adamant that Kosovars can never again live under Serb rule, but neither can the province continue to limp along as a UN protectorate. Salihu says the political uncertainty in Kosovo hurts business and everything else here.
Everything is on hold. Everything is linked with independence, business, sport. Well, we have here 100 football clubs, and they cannot play with in the European competitions, or we are waiting 8 years, so it's pretty long time.
That viewpoint is shared by most all Kosovo Albanians, who make up the vast majority in this province of 2 million people. After 8 years of international investment and implicit promises by the West, expectations for independence here are high. Signs of patriotism are everywhere. Albanian music blares from kiosks. The red and black double eagle Albanian flag flies from shops and homes. Kosovo Albanians have drafted a constitution and are working on a national anthem. Kosovo now has its own institutions and, for all practical purposes, is already independent from Serbia. Joachim Ruker, the UN's top administrator in the province, says Kosovo Albanians can no longer tolerate living in limbo.
The status quo in Kosovo is not tenable. It needs to be solved rapidly. People here are very much tired. They're highly frustrated. They're also very disappointed, not only with their leaders, but with the international community.
Even a year ago, it seemed inevitable that Kosovo would become its own nation. That all changed when Russian President Vladimir Putin came out strongly in support of Serbian sovereignty. Russia says it will use its Security Council veto against any proposal to change Serbia's borders. Western officials here fear that failing to resolve Kosovo's status could actually be dangerous. 60% of Kosovo's population is under the age of 30. Unemployment is at 40%. Without a clear plan for its future, diplomats say the province will explode. Serbia fears the 100,000 remaining Serbs who live isolated in enclaves around Kosovo will not be safe in a country run by Albanians, despite assurances by Albanian leaders and the continued presence of NATO troops. Kosovo Serb community leader Nebojša Jović says any unilateral actions taken by Albanians would be illegal and thus release Serbia from existing international obligations.
If Kosovo Albanians unilaterally declare independence, then it leaves a space to the state of Serbia to use all means in order to protect its territorial integrity and sovereignty. And you have to know that this wouldn't go without bloodshed.
Belgrade has said it will refrain from violence, but will attempt to strangle any newborn state with a massive trade and travel blockade. While Western diplomats will not speak on record, many say the most likely scenario for Kosovo will be what is known as a CDI, or Coordinated Declaration of Independence. In such a case, Albanian leaders will announce early next year that they plan to declare independence at a predetermined future date. The transition time will give the U.S. and European Union time to formally recognize the new state and allow the UN to wind down its mission. Former KLA Albanian guerrilla leader Hashim Thaçi is Kosovo's new prime minister.
Independence of Kosovo, we sacrifice for that, we deserve it, and it's time for clarity, it's time for decision. We pay high price for our freedom and independence, and Serbia knows very well about that.
While no one here knows exactly how things will proceed in the coming months, European diplomats say they have exhausted efforts to get Serbs and Albanians to compromise. The West now will likely risk a fallout with Russia rather than leave Kosovo simmering on the back burner any longer. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Pristina, Kosovo.